During town meeting over the weekend, Pelham, Massachusetts voted unanimously to ban hydraulic fracturing and establish a bylaw prohibiting the storage, use, or disposal in the town of the wastewater from so-called fracking operations. Michael Husson, a member of a community group that proposed the bylaw, said Pelham is the first town in the state to take such action. He described it as a preventive measure to raise awareness of the problems of disposing of the millions of gallons of toxic wastewater produced by the drilling.
This is an issue that has been overlooked, this issue of the waste production as a consequence of hydraulic fracturing, and that this is going to be affecting communities all around western Massachusetts.
Husson said he hoped other communities would follow Pelham's lead and encourage state legislators to act on a bill that calls for a 10-year moratorium on hydraulic fracturing.
So we're hoping it drives that bill, gives the legislators a bit more encouragement to move ahead.
The U.S. Geological Survey announced in 2012 the discovery of shale gas deposits in the Connecticut River Valley in western Massachusetts. But the petroleum industry insists commercial drilling in the region is highly unlikely. Ben Hellerstein, field associate with Environment Massachusetts, said the group has been campaigning since last fall to build public awareness.
So we're hopeful that our state legislators will take action this session and make sure that fracking never comes to our state.
Democratic State Representative Ellen Story of Amherst is a co-sponsor of the bill to ban fracking in Massachusetts.
I think a number of us feel that there are too many uncertainties about it and too many potential dangers. And so we think it makes sense to wait until there is more research and more information about whether it is safe or not to allow hydraulic fracturing.
Story said any move to drill for natural gas in western Massachusetts would not be well received.
People would have a fit if there was a proposed site for hydraulic fracturing. So I think it's probably not a real threat. I think there would be much organized opposition to it from the citizens out here.
Town meetings over the weekend in Leverett, Plainfield, Cummington, and Worthington approved resolutions opposing natural gas pipelines. This adds to growing opposition to plans for a 179-mile gas pipeline from the New York border to Draycott, Massachusetts, that would cut through several western and central Massachusetts towns. Also, a legislative deal has been struck in Connecticut on how the state deals with waste from other states from fracking drilling operations. Lawmakers initially considered a ban, but the compromise okayed by the Senate creates a moratorium instead until the state sets regulations on the issue. New York continues a de facto moratorium on drilling, while state officials and the governor complete a health impact review. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.